We're up to Siman Tezvav, Hilchos Tzitzis, and this is chapter 15. We are up to section 5, Sif Hey. So when this says, he says like this, one is prohibited. We learned yesterday that if you intend to take the untied tzitzis to put it into another garment, that was okay. But today we see, Asur lahatir tzitzis mibeged im ein bedaita latilam bebeged achar. You're not permitted to untie tzitzis from one garment if you don't have in mind to use those tzitzis into another garment. And the reason is, mipnei shu mevatel bechinam mitzvahs beged zeh, because you are for in vain removing, destroying the mitzvah of this garment, that you are untying it from. So you're untying the tzitzis, you're taking away a mitzvah of tzitzis from a garment, and for no purpose. If it is for the purpose to put into another garment, we learned yesterday there is no bizui mitzvah, it's not considered degrading the mitzvah, because you're using it from one to another one, that's okay. But in this case, you're not using it for anything else, so that's not right to take away a mitzvah from a certain garment. However, that is only if you are taking away the mitzvah. If you are not being mevatel the mitzvah. Now, I just want to give an example. Why would one wish to untie the tzitzit from one garment? Again, today we have enough strand, we have enough, everything is so cheap and so plentiful, so, you know, it's hard for us to imagine why would somebody want to go through the bother of untying tzitzit. But whatever the case is, in the olden days, those were strings. They can, when he want, the person wants to use, there's some string over there. He's short of thing. You cannot do that. That's what he's saying. But if he's not destroying the mitzvah, kigoin, what happens if he wants to make that garment into a garment that no longer has four corners? So in other words, that garment isn't going to be obligated in tzitzis anyways, because you're going to take one of those corners and you're going to round it. So it's no longer a four-cornered garment. Or you wish to sell it to a non-Jew who's not obligated in tzitzit. So you are not essentially removing the mitzvah, because that garment will no longer have the mitzvah of tzitzit. Muter lahatir tzitzit mimeno. You're permitted to untie the tzitzis from it. Now, you noticed, now there is no problem with saying, oh, a garment, I want to make it into a round garment, I'm being mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzit. No. A garment, the Torah doesn't tell you a garment has to be of four corners. If you wish to make a garment for four corners to three corners, you can't say, oh, you're being mevatel the mitzvah, you're taking away the mitzvah because you're changing the garment now, you're making it into a round garment that only has three corners, and you're no longer tzitzit. You can't say that. Why? Because the garment itself isn't the mitzvah. The mitzvah are the fringes, not the garment. If you have a garment that has four corners, the Torah doesn't tell you that you have to see to it to have a garment of four corners. And if you want to, you can do whatever you want with the garment. The tzitzit we have a problem with, because now once you have a four-cornered garment, those tzitzit are serving for a mitzvah. But if the garment will no longer serve for a mitzvah, because you're going to round out one of the corners, so it's not going to be four corners anymore, or you're going to take that garment, you're going to sell it to a non-Jew, then muter la'atir tzitzis memenu, then you're allowed to remove the tzitzis, undo the tzitzis. Kivon sha'oz ein abeged bar chiyuva, because then the garment is not a obligatory garment, it's no longer a garment that has tzitzis. Ein mevatel shu mitzvah memenu, he isn't taking away any mitzvah, he's not destroying any mitzvah, but toras tzitzis by reopening up, by untying the tzitzis. And he says that is the reason, you know, when people die, they bury them in a talus. They bury them in a talus also, they bury them in the shroud. But before they bury the talus, they make the tzitzis pasul, they make it not kosher. They untie the tzitzis. They don't want to have a kosher tzitzit over there, because, you know, a kosher tzitzit is like making fun. That would be mocking the dead because of they're no longer obligated in the mitzvah, so you don't want to have them to have kosher tzitzit. But what people do is they undo, but it still was a garment that the person davened with or covered himself in, so they, it's a tradition to also put it around the person who passed away. So it is permissible to undo, you can undo the tzitzis from a talit of those who died. There's no problem because he's no longer obligated in the mitzvah. Undoing the tzitzit will not cause wasting a mitzvah because there is no longer a mitzvah there because he's not obligated in the tzitzit. And the kol shekein, this goes without saying, if you, let's say, are, why are you removing the tzitzis? You want to put in nicer tzitzis. These tzitzis have become black or they become, you know, you want to put a nicer one. So of course you can do that. Or one of the heads has been ripped and you want to substitute them with good, clean, full tzitzis, whole tzitzis. Even though they're kosher, so it comes out that you're taking away those tzitzis, that's not a problem. He's allowed to still untie and to put other tzitzis in their place. Okay, so we'll leave it over here.